We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Expectation is that the Celtics are going to announce as soon as today that Ime Udoka is facing a one-year suspension as head coach of the Boston Celtics, that Joe Mazzulla, one of his assistants, will become the interim coach. This has played out over the last several days, I'm told. And, you know, the suspension for Udoka is, you know, listen, this is historic for a sitting head coach in the NBA for what's being described to me as an improper relationship with a female staffer, a consensual relationship. And so
that was Adrian Wojnarowski giving us a little update on this Ime Udoka situation. Before the break, I asked the question to you, the listeners. Do you expect Ime Udoka to coach the Celtics again? I'll ask you too. Do you?
No. This is freaking crazy. Okay, like the longer that we marinate in this, the more I'm like, how has the franchise not said anything? And I think they're not saying anything because they're hunkered down in a room somewhere over in Brighton, or I should say over there, because it's like right down the street, and trying to negotiate this contract so that they can figure out a way to divorce here. Because how do you bring him, first of all, the 1 year suspension, Andy, you made a great point before we went
Thank
on the
you.
Show. We were just talking off air about where does this come from?
Okay, so you think there's more to it? Because I'm just saying, if there's not more to it, and he had a consensual sexual relationship with a staffer, you think that's a fireable offense?
I think there's more to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there was just a consensual,
I think there's a lot more to it.
Like, we went out for martinis at the hotel bar on the road a couple times and things got frisky, we would never hear about it.
Correct. Because that happens. Because we hear about that, correct? Lou, you've been in professional sports a long time. Mm-hmm. You hear about those things pretty often?
Yeah.
Okay. You go like, oh, those
How many times did it end up as a reported story and suspension for somebody? Or like, this happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Whole different topic we can go down. Do I think he coaches them?
I worked at NBC, actually Comcast at the time, remember?
Yeah.
A guy named John Farrell?
Yeah. No, that's my point. Like, this happens.
So we're just
going to
go
heard
there.
Rumors. Yeah, I was.
Okay.
I have a theory I'm just going to throw out there.
Go ahead.
So I don't think he ever coaches the Celtics again.
Correct.
And you mentioned something like a negotiated severance package,
yes.
Or you're talking about a negotiated divorce, messy contracts. What is Andrew Brandt that always says there will be lawyers? Yeah, there's lawyers.
Oh, I think there's lawyers involved right now.
Aren't more morals clauses part of these things in contracts? Big money, multi-$1 million coaching player contracts.
You will do nothing that will defame the name of the Celtics organization.
Because I've heard people say, like, why this had to have been leaked by the Celtics. Why would the Celtics leak it? Because now we're talking about how it makes the organization look bad, that could therefore trigger a morals clause that would therefore allow you to fire him with cause and not have to pay him. Because if he resigns, the one report where, you know, he's considering resigning, if he resigns, he gives up his contract, and I believe he would be under contract. He can't immediately go coach, right?
Andy, why do they want to fire the coach that just took them to the NBA Finals?
Because he's doing bad things.
How bad does it have to be for them to want to part with the guy?
It's where I don't want to speculate.
Picked in part by their two stars who they're trying to keep here long term.
Yep.
I think this is a money game.
It would have to be very bad for the Celtics to sit there
for
and
me,
go,
like I said,
we need to justify
part of it
this.
You know, I've been told that it was going to go public if they didn't do something about it. And that's kind of the situation that they're in right now. And I still think that this 1 year suspension, from what I've been told, is it didn't happen. He's not coming back. Lawyers are involved, and they're trying to work something out right now, because he's not going to coach this team. And I'm wondering how big of a loss or how you feel about it, and if is it fair to the listeners. 617-779-7937. I'm going to go to a call real quick. Let's get right to it. Let's go to Eddie in the car. What do you think? Go ahead, Eddie.
It may not be fair, but if what I'm reading is true, I'm reading by IB, the gambler, on Twitter. He says that he was messing around with the wife of a senior vice president of the Celtics organization, and if that's the case, he needs to pack his bags and get the hell out of town.
So why does it matter?
It's more speculation.
That's yes. Rampant speculation, but does that matter? Should that matter? If he was messing with the yes. wife of a lower-level person, why is that okay?
You don't see a difference in that? If he's messing with the wife of somebody who works in the laundry room or something?
No, let's not go to the laundry room, but let's just say Joe Average employee. I'm like the third person in the ticket department.
Did you say third Twitter assistant?
You're obsessed with cheating the ticket department.
I don't know.
And you know, I'm just saying
the cheating.
You don't look at it exactly.
Having an affair with my wife, okay? Keep your job, you're fine?
No. I'm just saying, like, let's
mess with the wrong person's wife?
As far as who you mess with in an office, let's just say you mess with a single staffer, like a woman who's single. Okay, so you're messing around with her. You're having a consensual relationship with her.
I'm okay with
versus
that.
Versus the wife of a vice president of something in the organization. You don't think there's a difference between
those
two things?
That's the organizational rule he broke?
No, but
you mess with the wrong person's wife. Don't worry about, see, all those people, that dude there,
you can mess with his wife.
Yes, he's fine.
Andy,
that dude
the
there, he's fine.
So you obviously don't find a difference in those two individuals.
I think if he is messing around with another employee's wife, then he should be held to a certain standard. And I don't think it should matter if it's VP, executive VP, middle management, or Joe Average salesperson. You shouldn't be having sex with a coworker's wife.
Okay, Andy, that's
right?
Nice, but we live in the real world.
So these are the Jordan rules.
Where there's people who probably have more sensitive information from inside the organization. And if they're losing their mind because their personal life may be in shambles over this guy, and they're going to go out public with it, then you're going to treat that a little differently than
like
if somebody steps out with somebody from your beloved ticket office.
I don't love it. I don't love it at all.
Like,
if we're going to have rules and you've broken an organizational rule, the rules should be true for everyone, not like, ooh,
it should,
you did it once there,
it
you
should,
did it
Andy,
twice there, you got up here.
Don't be so naive. This isn't second grade.
I'm happy to be naive. Should be fair rules for everybody.
This is an NBA organization with millions and millions of dollars tied up, and I'm sure chock full of secrets and stuff that they don't want out there.
So we're all unanimous, though. We all answered, Lou, you don't think he ever coaches the Celtics again?
No.
Mego?
No.
He's done, coach. How disappointing is that?
It's
I get back to, and I know there's different like stories here. There's the story, the salacious story. Then there's the sports story. Where the Celtics that I was getting ready to root for and think maybe they were going to go on a championship run.
Yet.
Like, they're toast. The season's over. Like, I don't mean to be reactionary,
well, I think that's
but the season's
that's
over.
That's a question I would
they're
have
not going to be as good as they could have been.
If Ime Udoka is, okay, let's just say, bare minimum, he's done for this year.
Yeah.
But if he's, I don't think he's ever going to coach his team again. How much of a loss is it? Because we've heard this before. Coaching doesn't matter. Now, I looked at Steve Nash. And it's like, that coaching doesn't matter. However, they weren't a very good team. I don't think he's very good.
Right.
But we sat here last year with Ime Udoka, and we went from, are we not giving this guy enough credit? Or can he do the job early in the year? Who is this guy? To, are we not giving this guy enough credit? By the end of the year, it was like we were giving him, maybe some people would say, too much credit for turning all of it around. Like, he turned this team around. He made them play a certain style. So I think he had a huge effect on this basketball team. The question would be, are you comfortable enough if they matured enough that they can survive and continue it without Ime Udoka? With Frank Vogel, who there's now reports that maybe, given his relationship in this organization, he may be coming back and being part of this staff.
Survive it or be the favorite to win the NBA title and then win the NBA title? Survive it. Do I think they're just going to, you know, go 20-62 now because Ime's gone?
I should say, real
quick. Are they going to win the title?
Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla's the guy. He's the head, you know, their big assistant, the head assistant. Thought is that he's kind of like interim head coach, and maybe a guy like Frank Vogel come in here, be on his staff, kind of the ex-coach to kind of help him through this process or whatever it is. And you make up a good point. I don't want this team to survive. I want this team back in the NBA Finals.
Right.
And without Ime, are you confident they can do that?
And correct me if I'm wrong here, LeBron wanted Frank Vogel out in L.A.
Yeah.
LeBron and Jason Tatum have a thing. So you're bringing in a guy that LeBron didn't want to replace a guy that your players wanted on your staff. Not the head coach, but he's going to be part of the staff. Like, does any of that feel like that's going to work? like feel productive and positive and like best case scenario coming up. I know they're scrambling. This is a scramble. This is a grab your butt kind of situation and figure it out. I don't see any way where they maximize their abilities this year at all. I just don't, because we praised them. Didn't we say Ime got them to buy in? Like the whole second half turnaround, I've never seen anything like this. They went from unwatchable to a title run. And then I got swayed by him. I'm going to be fully admit that when we talked to him at the Jimmy Fund and he had that cock of the walk to him, even about Jason Tatum taking his game to the next level. Well, you know, it was our first year as a staff working with him, and I'm not really surprised he took his game to the next. Like, I bought into that. That idea, that swagger, I bought into that. You remove that and we're just supposed to be like, yeah, not going to miss a beat. See you in the finals. No chance.
I want to address first the idea that coaching doesn't matter in the NBA. I would love to use the drop button here, Ryan, because I'm not going to do it. But I just feel like that's complete BS. It's so stupid. It's so outdated. Like, okay, maybe if you're thinking of the NBA back in the 90s, we're talking about a guy who took this core that was so screwed up in terms of their chemistry and still screwed up last November, last December,
yes,
made them sit down and face their own bull crap and each other and buy into these roles, as you said, Andy, and then also buy into a complete system that gave them the identity and the skill to get to the NBA finals against all odds, against what I thought that they were, like completely. And you're saying that coaching doesn't matter? Like, we saw this same crew for years and years before Ime Udoka, and then we saw them with him, and they went to the freaking NBA Finals.
I would say that coaching does matter, but I would look at different types of teams. You know, and I would look at like a mature veteran team and say it matters a hell of a lot less than what we saw coming into this year for this
Celtics
group.
Well, this isn't a mature veteran team.
No, and I don't think they're mature enough right now to get, like, over that hump.
Didn't we already have questions about could they transition from Hunter to Hunted? Like, that was already one of the questions hanging over the team. Mm-hmm. Now that's going to be the least of their problems. Yeah. That's like four problems down the list.
I want to get more to your guys' reaction on the phone. 617-779-7937. This Ime Udoka story. It seems as though we'll get more information as the day goes on, but there's a very good chance he's going to be suspended for the entire season. I've been told he's done here. And they're just dealing with some lawyers and working this thing out. So let's get your take on it. Let's go to Jake in Boston, see what he's got. Go ahead, Jake.
Hi, guys. Mego, I know everyone wants to be Jake from Boston today with the social media sleuthing, but
yes,
I've been screaming for Becky Hammon for the last 2 years, and she looks pretty darn good right now with her newly WNBA championship ring and been married to the same person since 2015. They hired the wrong Popovich clone. This is a termination, gang. It's not a suspension. It was wrong. It should be termination for cause for all parties involved in the relationship, and it needs to be equal, which is why the suspension is BS in the first place. Otherwise, I don't think you even mentioned it. You risk a gender discrimination lawsuit if you fire one party and don't fire the other party. The punishments do need to have some sort of equalness to them, and maybe another party did lawyer up as part of it. But it's sexual relations with a subordinate. And that's pretty much a standard operating procedure in every HR book. Now, Mego, I think this is your moment here, because I think you are the only woman who holds a Boston Sports Radio. You're the only one who has a unique voice in this perspective. I think you got to be full on. This is termination or nothing, because Jeff Moran got punished. John Farrell didn't. Jenny Dell got punished. Will Middlebrooks didn't. And this happens. This is very common in a lot of sports organizations. Jenny Dell was not allowed to work for Nesson again.
No, Jake. Jeff Jenny Dell moved on and got a better job, like most people do work at Nesson.
Not immediately. Go back and look it up, Lou. Jenny Dell was forced off that beat right after that happened. That was a conflict of interest. They did the thing. Will Middlebrooks is still playing for the Red Sox. Whenever this has happened, the woman faces the consequence, not the male in power, as Mego was describing with this power.
All right, thanks, Jake. I get it. So it's your moment, Mego.
Please don't.
Are you ready? You know what Eminem said about your moment.
This is
your
opportunity. You know what? Everybody, turn the mics off. Mego, go. It's your moment.
Stop it. No, I just went on.
Pressure.
My big rant is about coaching mattering in the NBA. But look, to the point, the bigger point to me is because there has been no statement, no information from the Celtics. They haven't confirmed anything about this with Ime Udoka. It's just been very, very reliable reporting across the board. So you have to take, you have to probably believe that because Woj is never
and just,
wrong.
Just right. To be accurate, when Jake had said, I believe he is correct. Right, Tyler? Like, Jenny Dell was asked to explore other opportunities.
It was a so mutual parting of ways.
Mutual parting. But as far as Jessica Moran,
a mutual no. Of ways.
But Jessica Moran, like, those are two separate entities. You know
this
what I mean?
A,
like,
this is all
NBC
in all a different
or
thing.
Whatever we were at that point. I forget.
No,
Comcast. Okay. Like, you know, it wasn't like Jess and John Farrell worked for the same company. John Farrell was with the manager of the Red Sox.
Right.
She worked for NBC or Comcast at the time.
Well, it's also different, you know, it's different when you're a journalist, a member of the media versus yeah. somebody who's supposed to be your source.
And I don't even know about Jess Moran. Like, I don't even know how that ended in NBC. Was it the same thing? Did they ask her to explore other opportunities? I have no idea.
But isn't that a different, that's a conflict of interest. That's not what this is. Or potentially.
That's a problem yeah. if
and
you're
they're still together, aren't they?
Right.
Those you're
two?
Not
yes,
supposed to
I believe
sleep
they
with
are.
Your sources.
Jessica Moran resigned amid questions about John Farrell.
Yeah.
Okay, so she resigned.
Right.
I don't know. She pushed. I have pushed to resign.
We don't know.
I have no idea.
But it's not the same thing.
It's not.
No, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different. Let's go to some more calls. Let's go to Cal and Quincy. Go ahead, Cal. What are you thinking? On
hey,
this
guys.
E-Meg story.
Hey, so the long and short of it is we don't know what happened, what transpired. But let me tell you something. I don't care if it's PJ Colissimo or whoever coaching this basketball team. This team was built by Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge. You bring Brad out of the front office, plug him in. This team is right there to take off. I don't know what these people are talking. It takes a while for a new team to gel. That's all that happened last year. This Adoka, I mean, he's a decent coach. Everyone liked the guy. But let me tell you something. These superstars run the show. Marcus Smart, he probably knows more about basketball than, you know, half the people on the court. So, I mean, come on, man. Wow. This ain't Bill Belichick. This is Adoka, like his first year in the thing. If he made a mistake, and I think it's a bunch of crap because – to be honest with you, they're consenting adults, and whatever happens.
You think he should be fired?
We don't know.
Cal?
We don't know the whole someone's wife or whatever. That's a different story. So I don't know, man. I just I'm not too concerned about who coaches the Boston Celtics.
If all right, Cal. Thank you very much.
That's what I'd be saying as a green teamer too. We got the players. It's about the players. It doesn't matter about the coach.
Boy, they loved E-May last year, didn't they?
You gotta be more
I mean, they loved
we've
E-May.
We've moved on. New
Brad
new
Stevens
year.
Couldn't do it. E-May was dope. We finally got we've the right on. Guys. One of the best coaches in the league. Now this is going to happen. It turns into, we didn't need E-May.
Nope.
Sucked anyways.
Overrated.
But I find it interesting now because we've had three or four calls. I ask you guys, is he done? I think he's done. You think he's done. Would you agree that when this news came up, when I first heard it talked about this morning, the consensus was more of, this is unfair, that the Celtics are in the wrong? Like, I'm saying like, how stories sort of develop here, because I feel like early in the morning, listening to Greg Hill in the morning, listening to some of these guys, Gresham Keefe, and just the chatter on Twitter, whatever, it was like, what is wrong with the Celtics? Boy, they look bad. Are they serious? Suspend them for a year for this?
Well, what is this, the this part?
This, like having a consensual relationship with a staffer.
Is
that was
single?
The story. Well, I'm just saying, I felt like the initial reaction was, the Celtics are in the wrong.
That was mine.
For suspicion.
100%.
So why has it changed?
Because if we're believing some of the information slash speculation, it's not just this.
Yeah.
Where it's, you know, 27-year-old single, what you said, Mega. What'd you say, you know, at the hotel bar and, you know, we're on the
having
road.
Cocktails at the
and
hotel
they're both
bar
single.
And then go back
he's
to your
separated
room.
From his you know. Woman. This is a young 20-something.
You're involved for a couple months and then
right.
go
slap
your
on the wrist.
Ways,
slap
and
on,
now it's really
we don't do that
awkward.
In this company. Why don't you guys go your separate ways? We don't do that here.
Yeah.
That's a slap on the wrist. I think when you, if he got suspended for a year for that, I think it would be ridiculous. Yeah. Right, are we safe to say it's not that?
And that's why it feels like it has to be something more.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, not even just the rampant speculation that's all over social media, all the rumors, responsible and irresponsible, mostly irresponsible. But to think that it's just that it's just meeting up in the hotel bar and sleeping together, like nobody gets fired for that.
Right. Well, I think
unless
early
you're
on,
volunteering
those guys
for the
talking
PTA
about it,
or
right.
something.
It sort of felt like, okay, there's probably going to be more from this. There's going to be more from this. Now, you're getting more of it, but it's like rumors, but you're starting to hear it, you know, confirmed, whatever. Again, like I talked to somebody today that made it sound like to me like it was he's gone. He's told me he's gone. They're negotiating with lawyers, and there is indeed more with the people that are involved. There's more to it.
Can I ask you a quick question? Are we going to have any conclusion in the next, what do we got, 3 hours and 20 minutes?
We'll see. I have no idea if it's going to come down today or not. But I'll tell you what, let's talk to Jeff Goodman from the stadium. We'll talk to him next, get his thoughts on this possible move of Ime Udoka and what's next for the Boston Celtics. Jeff Goodman, next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.